Well, yesterday we had a yard sale, and I was out in the sun quite a bit, and so...
All right, thank you.
Okay.
There we go. Maybe we can turn down the lights up front to help people focus a little bit better. Yeah, I don't know. I'll just come down here. I grew too much when I was a kid.
You're tall as me down here, so I'm upstairs.
Okay. So good to be here. I was able to come last year, and is it a WANA program or do you have, okay, I was here with your WANA kids and just had a blast. In fact, I remember doing the tug of war against about 30 kids, and I've been putting on weight here to so I could do better, but I don't know if I could. It was fun. They had a lot of fun talking to them about camp, and I'm excited to tell young people about camp, but also the whole family, because really our camp, one of the unique things about it is really it's geared for the whole, every age group, and we have different camps for different age groups. And family camp is a huge part of our ministry during the summer. We're going to do something a little different today. This is totally a fake, but whenever I... Don't do it yet. Whenever I go like this, don't do it, TJ. That means he's going to flip the next slide. Usually I'm closer to the with the mouse and stuff, but... So if we goof, we'll figure it out. But anyway, introduce you to my family to start off with. My name is Phil Betts, and I grew up here in the state of Iowa. My, I should probably call them, my aunt and uncle, Bob and Sharon Morrow, they live here in Cedar Rapids, and I'll probably get in big trouble, so if you know them, don't tell them I was here, okay? But I had an opportunity to live in Iowa most of my life and had a great opportunity to grow up in Ankeny with my folks who are believers in Jesus Christ. And I grew up in a Christian home, which is important, but it didn't make me a Christian. And when I was about 8 years old, I put my faith in Jesus Christ for my salvation. And camp played a huge part in my life. Pastor Owen, he said that he was saved at camp. It was later in my life that I started going to junior boys, junior high. And really, one of the biggest things that I struggled with in junior high was my assurance of my salvation. Was I really going to heaven? We're going to show an illustration that we can use throughout this summer, but that was something that I struggled with at junior high. And as I came home from camp, I gained assurance of my salvation. I'll share more about that. In senior high, I had a God. It wasn't the Heavenly Father. It was orange and round. You know what it was? Basketball, right? And that was the thing that literally drove me. And it was at a senior high camp in about 1982. I know some of you are thinking, I wasn't even born yet. But in 1982, I realized I was putting my trust or putting all my energy towards basketball, not my Heavenly Father. And it was during that year at camp that I said, I made the decision that no longer would basketball be my God, but the Heavenly Father would. And so that was a huge, huge turning point in my life. It changed the way I operated. And I never struggled with basketball again. That's a lie. I did. But you know what? I kept pointing back to that decision. And that's why camp is so cool. Because as we talk a little bit later about why camp is so important that we realize camp is not church, but it is an opportunity to really focus on what God would have me to do. And that's why I'm so excited about camp. I served as a youth pastor for 12 years before I moved up about a year and a half ago to the camp. Six in Ohio and six down at Sailorville Baptist in Des Moines. And just love working with all ages, really, because a youth pastor is not a really good youth pastor, I don't believe, unless he's working with the whole family. I love working with young people and seeing them get a grasp on the gospel, seeing them get a grasp on the next spiritual step they need to take. And that's what I love, and that's what drives me, passing the Word of God on to the next generation. That's what drives me. I don't know what drives you. Hopefully it's your relationship with the Lord, and that's what I'm
all about. Introducing my rest of my family, they're not able to all be here. My daughter Pamela was able to come today. My wife Barb, we actually met at camp. Great reason to go to camp. I actually never talked to her back then because I was chicken. I just admired from afar, you know what I mean? And we both worked at camp, and she actually worked longer than I did, about 6 years. She was a lifeguard, worked in the kitchen, actually was an assistant cook, and that's why I'm growing. She's good. But Barb and I love serving together. And as our family grew and our effectiveness with her being able to be involved as a youth leader, she's more really grooved in teaching and working with our children. And we saw an opportunity to go to the camp and having an opportunity to be able to minister for many years together and serve together, even with our kids. And so we just love serving together. And if you think of our camp and you remember to pray for us, we'd appreciate it. Our kid Tyler is 11 years old. He's in fifth grade. Met Josh. He's back there. He's in fifth grade. Tyler is all boy. He loves to have fun, and he loves playing basketball and all those fun things as well. I praise the Lord that he's received Christ as his Savior. And he loves serving. He loves working. As long as it doesn't mean the work he's supposed to do. You know what I mean? He loves helping at the camp and things like that. And so he has a blast. Pamela, who is 9 years old, and she is my A1 helper. She does a great job of helping me, and she's a big encouragement to me. And we'll just stop embarrassing you, okay? And then Samantha is 5 years old, and Samantha, a couple months ago, received Christ as her Savior. And praise the Lord for that. As you can tell, she loves cats. That's not our cat, and we won't ever have a cat. We just had that conversation last night again, didn't we, Pam? Samantha is a lot of fun, and she's just learned to ride her bike really well, and so she's just cruising the campground. James is will be 2 July 5th, and he is a lot of fun, full of energy, and we're so thankful for our family. Here you go, TJ. There you go. Introduce you to some of the rest of our staff. Those of you who came up and worked last year helping out, Dave Callison's over on the right with his family. They're a huge, huge help. He's the assistant director, and he's not the maintenance man. We have another man who does maintenance who's not pictured, Doug and Jana Bram work as well. But Dave, as you come up and help work, he organizes things, gets things ready so that you have the tools and things you need when you come up to work. He's a huge help to me, and appreciate him. Jenny is over on the left, and she's our secretary. Really appreciate her work. Go ahead and hit another button there. I think. There we go. What is Iowa Regular Baptist Camp? Go ahead and hit another one. Iowa Regular Baptist Camp is the camp of the Iowa Association of Regular Baptist Churches. Now, that's a long title and all that stuff. I just say IRBC. It's a lot easier. And in the local area, as we're talking to businesses or wherever, we say the Baptist Camp. Everybody knows who we are. But really, what we are is a camp of the churches, and there's over 100 churches in our fellowship. As we've come together, there's more churches that come as well, but we're the ones who are, we send people to vote on board members and things like that from our churches. Gary McCool is one of our board members. Appreciate his ministry up at the camp for years. But what we do is we come together and support our camp together. And because of that, we're a stronger camp. We really are. And we're able to keep our focus in the direction to help our churches and assist our churches. We send campers. That's one huge way. Another is financial support and prayer support, which is just tremendous. Go ahead, TJ. Where is it located? Who can tell me where Iowa Regular Baptist Camp is located? In Clear Lake. Is that what you're going to say? Well, actually, go ahead and hit a button or two. Yeah, go ahead, hit one more. It is located in Ventura, Iowa. which is right on the north shore of Clear Lake. We're right in between the two, and as you come up there, is this in focus? Or is it me? That's not the one I was looking for. I need glasses. Does that look better? Or is it just me? I think it's just me. I'm not used to talking with it behind me. I'm used to looking at it. Anyway, God has provided 52 incredible acres. And I was just talking to John over here about mowing. And we have two guys who come up, and that's what they do. They volunteer and get on the John Deere and mow. Takes them all week, and when they get done, they start over. And what a neat ministry they have. But it's just incredible. The other day, my wife and I, we were walking around the campground. Power walk, you know what that is? That's where I walk normal. My wife tries to keep up, right? The long legs. But what a neat thing it is to walk around and just pray how God can use the facility we have there. And we have 3,000 foot of frontage, which if you look, think about Clear Lake and you see all the houses piled up there, what an incredible thing God has provided. Go ahead and hit the next button there. By the way, how many of you have never been up to our camp before? I'm not going to make you do anything. I just want to... Okay. See, every church is different. There's some churches, like the church I'll go to tonight, probably 95% of the people have been to our camp. Maybe grew up at the camp. And so this is kind of a different opportunity. I'm excited about being able to share a little bit what God has done. When did camping begin? Back in 1935, camping in the state of Iowa began in our fellowship. About six churches got together and said, we need to have something for our young people. And they started renting out different campgrounds, Pine Lake over by Eldora, Storm Lake, the south shore of Clear Lake. And then in the summer of 1950, camping began on the north shore of Clear Lake. Now, please don't make... Well, how do you say this other than... Was anybody there back when that began? Okay. Several... every once in a while I embarrass somebody, or they say, I was there back in 1935 when I just met a lady who said, I was there for the very first one. And it's like, wow. And they're so excited to see how God has used this ministry through the years. But we saw a need to have our own grounds, and so for the last 50-plus years, we've had this location on the north shore of Clear Lake. Go ahead and hit another button there. All right. What is the mission? There's a back button. See that? Okay, cool. What is the mission of the Iowa Regular Baptist Camp? To assist churches just like Blair Ridge Baptist Church. Is that the correct name? Okay. Blair Ridge Baptist Church. To assist you in the spiritual development of people. We are not a church. We're a camp. I love being at camp. I love being at churches. We have a same focus and goal, but ours, primary, is to help assist you in the spiritual development of people. We want to help you as you send up campers to challenge them so that they can be a better testimony for Jesus Christ. Maybe they can receive Christ as Savior and be able to come back home and be able to serve more effectively in your local church here. And one of the things I'd like to do is just show you some of the things we've been doing over the last months. I got an email from one of my former kids in the youth group. And go ahead and hit another button there, TJ, I think. There we go. And he said, so how you doing taking a break for the last 3 months? And I was like, I just wanted to strangle the kid. Because I'll tell you what, my desire as I think about our camp is to use those facilities all year round. And for those of you who've never been up there to our camp in the winter, we literally use all 52 acres. We get on the snowmobiles and have some fun and do some things like that. Snake Hill down here at the bottom, that's if you've been there, you know where Snake Hill is. Well, we put a huge ramp on the top. just for a little extra speed for those who have that need, you know. Going sledding down there. Go ahead, TJ. One of the new things, and it's kind of dark in here, but one of the new things we've done is this last winter we put up a climbing wall in the indoor of our north wall of our gym. Some of you are like, I didn't know you had a gym. We use it primarily just in retreat season, but we, for those of you who are interested, right here is about 17 feet. That's where the ceiling is. Well, we cut out the ceiling. We go up about 28 feet. Got some outcroppings and some fun things like that, and a lot of fun. And for our retreats, we had 120 young people at two different retreats. So over 200 kids came up to two of the retreats we ran, and then plus many others. And we kept this thing going all the time. And what a blast. And we're going to talk about safety and some things like that in just a little bit. Alrighty, lots of fun things to do. And when there's snow, we always have snow football. When there's not snow, we have mud football. And lots of fun things down in the basement of Jensen, the old, this is where we used to meet years ago for chapel and things like this. Play some floor hockey. And that is just a blast. Anyway, go ahead, next one. Most important thing about our camp is we have a Bible camp. And we have a lot of fun. And when I think about camp, I think about fun. I have a special camper, a lady who's mentally handicapped. She calls me up every spring. She hasn't called me. I'm starting to wonder what the problem is. But her name's Denise, and she's when is camp going to start? And she's got all these questions about who's going to be the speaker. She wants to make sure everything's exactly the same. She says, is camp going to be fun this year? I said, now, Denise, would it be camp if it wasn't fun? I said, no, of course it's going to be fun. And I think camp should be fun. But the primary reason we exist, and the real reason we exist, is to proclaim the Word of God. We just think about Thy Word. There's a lot of people who've got a lot of messages out there, but I am so excited because we have, as your pastor just spoke up at our camp a weekend ago, we have the Word of God, which is sufficient. And we can proclaim it. We can give hope to junior hires who are going through so many changes in their life. We've got the answer in Jesus Christ through the Word of God. And we praise the Lord for that. And just some different pictures. Over 30 decisions of different kinds were made at camp this winter. It was just incredible. Each weekend, there was people who put their faith in Jesus Christ for salvation. That's exciting. Going from death to life. That's radical change, isn't it? So we're excited about that. Go ahead, TJ. Oh, look at that. I'm really disappointed because I have some great shots of your workers, but they're on the wrong computer. I always flip in a few extra pictures, and Gary and Bob and John and Al. Who'd I forget? Bill. How could I forget Bill? Anyway, you guys can pay me later, okay, because I don't have your pictures. Anyway, this last weekend, one of the things we had to do is we have a counselor training, and your pastor and Scott Shelburne and others came together to help train our counselors. We send up counselors from the churches, and what a great opportunity. We believe it's important that we train our people, and so that's one of the ways. Go ahead. Oh, TJ. Yes, TJ is wearing gloves, so he keeps his hands nice and soft. But really, one of the things that's so neat is an opportunity to send up kids from your church to work at our camp. You say, work is fun? Is it fun, TJ? Most of the time. He's hiding back there. Yes. Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, good. But what a great opportunity to come together and meet kids from around the state. You've probably seen Daniel Cox over here a time or two. And Daniel Cox has had TJ over there. You meet kids from around the state and able to work together and really develop some neat friendships. And what a great opportunity Go ahead. I think I've got one of that. Yeah. French cream cheesecakes. She's in charge there of something. And so lots of fun things to do. And I think I got one more, Beth. Let's see. Yep, she's over on the end there. One of the things that our young ladies do is they serve, is at the end of the week they have a special banquet, and they always try to do something different and neat. So go ahead. Go ahead. Why camp? Who can tell me why? Why in the world, whether it's our camp, I was talking to some of the rest of you who have gone to other camps, which praise the Lord, if they're preaching and teaching the Word of God, what a great opportunity. I'm excited about people going to camp. But why camp? Help me. Okay, let's go home. Fellowship. That is exactly right. You were telling me you met a family last year. What's their name? From Minnesota? They have Christians in Minnesota? Met a family up there, and you actually, when you're swinging through, you stopped at their house and visited. New people, Christians, literally from around the nation. But when I go up to camp, I think about the fun and the fellowship that I can have with other believers in Jesus Christ. What a neat, neat thing. Yes, somebody else. Who said that? All right, spiritual growth. Are you still growing?
Yes.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Young people come to our camp, and others as well, but they come up, I don't know what I said, but young people come up with a desire to grow. They're ready to be challenged. I hope everyone is as they come up. Somebody over here had one. Yes. Okay. Opportunity to get away from the world. And we do have people who are not believers in Christ who come up. Many are changed there. But the environment is certainly a lot different than what you're used to in your everyday world. Somebody else? Yes. Bill. Reunion. What do you mean by that? Okay. Sometimes it's families, they come to the same week, the Stevensons from Eldora, and they get about four or five families that come up. The McCools, I know they come up with their family and different things. What a neat opportunity. Go ahead and hit one there. Get away from the world. That's one of the biggest things that one of the reasons I'm excited about camp. Opportunity to stop and get away from the world and just say, I'm going to focus. Go ahead, TJ. Focus on God and His Word. But there's more than that. The third one is to make life-changing spiritual decisions. I've made decisions at junior boys' camp, not at junior girls' camp, junior high, senior high. What a radical change in the way I was living. Family camp. I made some huge decisions as a parent. Men's retreat. Wow. God really grabbed a hold of me, a pastor, about my integrity on some issues. And as we're studying Job, God can get a hold of your life and help you to grow. Some of you are saying, wow, sounds like if I go, I might come back different. I don't know if I want to go. I'll tell you what a great opportunity to see yourself move on to that next level in your spiritual walk. I hope you want to go because you want to change and grow in the Lord. Let's go on, TJ. Go ahead and hit another one. Let me read this passage for you. I'm going to sit down because my neck is... If then you are raised with Christ, seek those things which are above where Christ is. You're running out of dry space on dry sea. What's going on there? I've never had that happen. Can you hit cancel? Thank you. We might have a plan B here in a little bit. If then you are raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, whose life appears, then you will also appear with Him in glory. What a neat opportunity to come aside and set our mind on Jesus Christ. And that's our theme for this summer. That's our goal really every year. But to set our mind on Jesus Christ and thinking about what do I need to do in my spiritual walk to become more like Jesus Christ. Wouldn't it be a shame if in 6 months you're at the same place spiritually that you are right now? Yes or no? Would that be a shame? Okay, I'm going to ask that again because I'm not convinced that you really believe that, okay? Let's go September 1, okay? September 1, 2002. Wouldn't it be a shame if you were at the same place spiritually on September 1st that you are right now? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I think it would be a shame. Okay, let's go back to last October. Think, where were you at in your spiritual walk? Are you growing? I hope so. Mrs. Prostein, I said, are you growing? And she says, well, spiritually. And I say, praise the Lord. Should we ever stop? Who needs to climb higher? Everybody, you know, I was at Hagerman Baptist Church over in Waterloo, and I asked that question. This guy in the back, he goes, me! We all do. We all need to grow in our spiritual walk. And give me some. Why don't we go ahead and hit the next slide there? Fathers, mothers, children, grandparents, singles, husbands, wives, teens, pastors, deacons, families, senior citizens, everybody needs to grow. Who did I leave out? Camp directors? Who else did I leave anybody out?
Missionaries,
you bet. We all need to grow, don't we? We need to continue to grow. When should we stop?
Yeah.
Never. Hit the next slide. Let's see what Colossians chapter 3 says. I agree. You know what, I hit the next slide and we'll come back to this one. So when do we stop climbing? When Christ, who of life, appears, then you also appear with Him in glory. Are you looking forward to that day when you see Jesus Christ? Some of you are saying, yeah. Some of you are like, not yet. Become more like Jesus Christ. That's what I'm excited about. And as our speakers speak this summer, what our emphasis is going to be. Let's go ahead and hit a slide back there, TJ. Our program is designed to help each camper take the next spiritual step in their life, whether it's salvation, dedication, obedience, putting off, putting on, daily family devotions, prayer. Many, many decisions are made throughout the summer. I think what I'll do, I have one illustration and one way that I believe we all need to grow. I think we'll do that at the end. Let's continue on. What's new at IRBC? I mentioned the indoor climbing wall. Another thing that's new is we are actually building an outdoor tower. It's going to be about 40 feet high. Go ahead and hit another slide there. How many know where Forbidden Hill is? Anybody? What were you doing on Forbidden Hill? Okay. Forbidden Hill, this is Forbidden Hill, and it's about 30 foot above the lake. What a gorgeous view. And we're putting a 40-foot climbing tower up on top, right up on the top there of the hill. And so that would be how tall, Rebecca? 40 plus 30 is... Man, I can't think under pressure either. Sorry. 70 feet. Let's see, right here, that's about 25 to 30 feet, so going up a little bit higher. What an incredible view. Go ahead, TJ. That's about 6 foot six, 36, 6 inches looking across the lake. And we're actually going to have a climbing tower, and then for those of you who would like to walk upstairs instead of the tower, we're going to have an observation up deck up on top. Go ahead, did I call you Jeremy? TJ. I don't know. Just some of the work that's been done. This is one quarter of the posts that are going to be going in to help with that power. Go ahead, TJ. And a lot of fun. Now, we have four of those, and what we're going to do is put a 2x6 tongue and groove wood on there, and what we need is some people to come up and help put that on there. And so, great opportunity for some men or ladies. I have ladies come up as well to help out and just some different things that are going on. Go ahead, PJ. Let me tell you a little bit about our camps. This is one of my favorite campers. His name is Ryan. I remember Ryan last year. I was late for lunch. We're never late for lunch, okay? And Ryan, this is during our first week, which is special camp and water and work week, our staff training. Ryan came up and he began to pray because I was late. He was praying for lunch, and he continued to do that every day. And at the end of the week, I let him know who was the real camp director. But go ahead, TJ. What is it? Mention what it is. Last year, we had 105 campers who came, and one of the neat things is we are able to allow some of those who are trying out for staff that week, they're able to help out with the camp as well. What does it take? Committed volunteers. Bob Fields, former camp director, he's over at Waterloo, Hagerman Baptist Church. He gives up a week of his summer to come up. I'm right in your way, aren't I, Rainer? to be able to come up and to help counsel for this week. And we always need more counselors for this. If you'd like to talk to me about that, you can see me afterwards. Does it make a difference? Every year we have those who are mentally handicapped who put their faith in Jesus Christ. And that's an exciting thing. There's a huge difference in the abilities of many of these people, physically and otherwise. But there's each year there's people who put their faith in Jesus Christ. This is an incredible, incredible week. Junior boys. Last year we had a lot of junior boys who put their faith in Jesus Christ. This is an age where many, many young people are able to understand what Jesus Christ has done for them. And they put their faith in Christ. What an exciting week as I got a couple, go ahead and hit it about 5 seconds. You can hit it again there, TJ. These guys have a lot of fun. And we try to have things that boys would love. And one of the best things about junior boys camp is there's very little water used in the showers that week. That's one of their favorite things. But let me tell you, they go through the food and all that type of thing. But the most important thing is the Word of God. And these guys really make some huge, huge life-changing decisions. Go ahead. Junior girls is the next week, June 24th to 29th. Junior boys and junior girls are for those entering grades 4 through 6. And there are some who are entering 7th. It's kind of like a bubble year. It can go either way. This year our speaker is Sandy Neihart, and she does a tremendous job of ministering to young ladies. She actually grew up in the Baptist Children's Home in Valparaiso, Indiana, and has an incredible testimony of how God got a hold of her life and made some huge changes. How many of you are going into 4th through 6th grade? Cool. Pam, I'm going to have you do something. She's like, man, Dad, you bring this stuff and you never give it away. So I'm going to have my daughter, Pamela, she's going to walk around. And anybody who is youth camp age, as she's over in your section, you just raise your hand and she'll give you one of these. This carabiner goes along with our climbing theme for this summer. You can start over in that section. Okay, go ahead. Next one, TJ. Go ahead. Junior high camp. We have over 300 young people, junior hires, come together. Doesn't that sound like a lot of fun? How many of you would like to be there with me? A few of you. There we go. I'll tell you what. Mr. Suba, right? Cool. I'll tell you what. This is my favorite age group to work with. They are ready. Their body, whether they like to or not, is just dramatically changing. I know I grew about 6 inches one summer, straight up. I was like about that wide, you know. And wow, what a neat thing to know that I have answers from God's Word during all these times of changes in my life. Wow. Change of friends, change of body, change of personality sometimes even. But what a thing to be able to have answers from God's Word. Go ahead, TJ. Go ahead and hit another one. And one of the things that's so important is we have Bible teachers. And I was talking to a couple of you. Are your speakers interesting? Pat Oval, man, he's ready to go. He can't wait. And our speakers do a tremendous job of teaching and training in the Word of God. Go ahead. Senior High Camp is really why it all started. We have over 400 senior hires who come together every single year for our Senior High Camp. And what a neat thing to hear the testimonies at the end of the week of how God has worked. And many, many, many decisions are made. And go ahead there. The friendships that are there, the decisions that are made are incredible. Go ahead. We try to have lots of fun things and lots of competition and lots of different things to be involved with on the lake, down the lake, or up at the swimming pool and different things like that. Anybody like to drive jet skis, by the way? Yeah. Donna, right? Your husband had told me your name. I forgot it. But go ahead. This is the neatest time of the week. We had, before our evening service, we had 150 young people for 20 minutes beforehand come together and pray for the service. Do you think God works in their lives during that week? You bet. They're ready for change. Many are not, but what a great opportunity. Some of the different things were, actually, we didn't have quite enough people to run our bike camp this year, but we are running a wilderness camp up into the Boundary Waters, and a neat opportunity for those of young people. Dave Peters is going to lead a neat trip up there, going through the book of 1 Peter. There we go. Tell you what, just go ahead and about every 5 seconds, just hit another slide there, TJ. Family camps, we have 5 weeks of family camp, and you see the different dates. There's some incredible speakers up there. You don't know Cal Searles, but he does a tremendous job of teaching. He's from Ohio. He's my pastor. He and his wife have an incredible ministry of the family. Dave Warren and Duke Crawford from down Mount Pleasant, Pat Nemers, and then our national representative, John Greening. What a great opportunity. You can stop right there, TJ. We have different things for each age group during the week. We have special training where we have a group from Faith Baptist Bible College called the Contenders who teach the children. And we have a special teen speaker during the week as well. And in the evenings, we come together for our main session. In the mornings, we take time to study God's Word, going through the Sermon on the Mount. And what a neat opportunity that is with your family. And so we give tools to help with your family. This is a neat week to be able to come away with your family and really to invest in your family and to be able to spend time doing different things, taking on the jet skis. There'll be the climbing wall and things like that will be available. Playing tournaments. Maybe you're still young enough to play a 3-on-3 basketball tournament with your son like I was last year. And what a neat opportunity to be able to spend time all week long with your family, all of you learning and growing, spending time fellowshipping with other Christians. This is really incredible because we're able to run 5 weeks of this and 250 to 300 people coming up each week. and they keep coming back. It makes a difference in their life. And if you need to talk to somebody about what family camp's all about, we have brochures, and we have youth camp brochures in the back. Talk to Pastor Owen and Marty or the McCools, or who else goes to family camp? The Smiths. And talk to them about what family camp is all about. Go ahead. Grand family camp. Hey, can't forget this. What a neat... Go ahead, hit one more there, TJ. David Moore from over at Walnut Ridge Baptist Church. He is going to be speaking. And if you can't come up for the whole week, this is a little shortened week, and you're in the... Well, we have some who are in their 50s come up, on up, and a neat opportunity to be involved in the fellowship. But if you can't come up for the whole week on Tuesday of that week, and we'll send some more information to your church, we're going to have a special day where people can come in and visit and see what Grand Family Camp is all about. I think I was at Ames, and that's why that picture's there. Go ahead. Men's and ladies' retreat. Talk to Rainer. You were there last year. Is that right? You weren't. Well, you should have been. Anyway. neat opportunity. Mark these dates down. Guys, mark down August 23rd and 24th. Guys, mark down September 6th and 7th. Why? So you can babysit or whatever it takes to get your wife up there. Okay? Don't schedule something else, man. This will be one of the best investments you make. And spending time with your family, but allowing your wife to be able to come up for this neat time of fellowship. Lots of different things, different ways to be involved at our camp. And one of the things we mentioned was work camp. You guys are coming up for a couple days. Really, through the whole month of May, we have volunteers coming up. One of the things that we try to do is we make sure that we have lodging for you when you come up. We also have food. And somebody just tell me, you got good food up there? Camp, good food, isn't that an oxymoron or something like that? But what a neat opportunity to be able to really invest in your lives and be able to help you as you help us. I just was working on a letter sending out to the pastors. For over 50 years, our camp has been built and maintained with the help of volunteers. It wouldn't happen. We have over 100 toilets. Doesn't that give you a headache? Just thinking about all the plumbing and things like that. We do have some air conditioning. Praise the Lord, we have some men up here from this church who come and clean those things out and help get them ready. And that's a nice thing to have some air conditioning in the middle of the summer at camp. What a neat thing. And so there's so many ways that you can be of help. And there's some cards back there that says doers. If you'd like to be involved in that, we send out email or mail to each one of our doers about every 6 weeks, just letting you know the projects that are coming up, and maybe you can get involved. Go ahead and hit the next slide there. Go ahead and hit another one. Mentioned staff. May 15th is the date coming up soon for the last date for those who want to be involved with our staff, the cutoff date for applications. There's applications in the back. One of the things that's a big project of ours right now is the building of Jensen, which we can feed over 700 people. Neat facility. Almost 50 years old. The incredible foresight and faith of the men who built that building. Wow. Just blows me away. One of the things we do need in this building is restrooms and some increased office space, and we're going to be adding that on, Lord willing. And here's what I ask you to pray with me about. And I know you took an offering. I appreciate the gift that you sent to the camp. But this building will addition, along with the deck, will be about $140,000 with our labor from our churches. And praise the Lord, we're down to the need of is $38,000. Last week, another $4,000 came in. And so we're praising the Lord for that. Pray with us. Our desire is to build this fall so that in the summer of 2003, it is ready to go. And ask you to pray with us that here, we need to know here in the next month if